Howie.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
Not good to speak the English language, I guess.
Sorry, man. You caught me. Like, you started early. Like, I need to cut and paste something.
What are you working on right now?
It's my last day to get some continuing education in for my profession, so I had to copy the registration code.
Okay. Well, I apologize for catching you in what is it? In delecto flagranto? How do you say that? It
means in flagrante delicto.
There you go. In the middle of banging in Latin.
You caught red-handed, yeah.
There you go. Well, I always thought it was like, you're caught, like, you're cock inside her.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this one clean.
Literally, like, you're, the embers are still burning.
Ah, okay. Look at you, Mr. Latin.
Something more like that, yeah.
Mr. Motherfucker I cheated off of to get through that class. You and good old Neil Chakrabarty.
Hey, I had lunch with him and our Latin teacher a few months ago.
You told me this.
Yeah.
How was old Kay Larry you?
She's doing great, actually, yeah.
I shouldn't have said old. That.
No, she's old. She's retired. She's now a substitute teacher in the Prince William County system. Would you believe that?
P-dub. That's not PG. Like, PG would be a Dangerous Minds situation, right?
P-W
is that what I'm looking for, Dangerous Minds?
Yeah, PW okay. Is, it's not so clean cut these days.
So. PW is very Latin.
You gotta...
But Kay always had a vaguely ethnic look to her. What was she, like a gypsy or some shit?
I think she's more like, Italian.
Oh, okay, yeah. That I can believe. Larry was like French, but obviously that was not a maiden name, so...
Yeah, No, she was telling me the history. Like, again, going back and meeting a high school teacher, it's funny because you thought, like, she was such this, like, strict, upright, proper woman, and she's just telling us, like, a bit more about her life story, and it's like, you're pretty cool. I mean, it's not like she was out snorting coke off models' asses or anything,
yeah.
But, you know, like, she lived a pretty colorful life.
Like the beginning of Crossfire Hurricane, where Mick Jagger literally just blow off of a switchblade.
But, I mean, not like her husband worked at the State Department, so she was able to travel, like, to lots of parts of the world.
We're discussing our high school Latin teacher, by the way. I know this is captivating radio, but I don't care. I want to talk to Howard. We both had her 4 years. I didn't do Spanish because my mom wanted me to take Latin and said, it'll help you for the SATs, which you might see the root of one Latin word out of the five analogies on the SATs. And you're right. Like, hey, you know what else would have helped with that? Vocab drill cards or anything else. Or I could have just learned the fucking word. How's
right.
that? I don't have to play Batman Detective with the goddamn etymology of this word on a time test. How about I just learn it ahead of time?
But nah, she's a pragmatic lady. I mean, what I was going to say, connecting it to like something the audience can understand better. She, with her experience overseas in places like third world Africa, has a little more perspective on like our economic woe of late
mm-hmm.
than like I'd say the ordinary American might, where she's just... I mean, obviously, you're not really happy with the situation, but at least you have clean water. Somebody comes and picks your trash up. Like, unemployment hasn't crossed over the 50% mark yet for society. So, I mean, like...
There is an entire economy of kids picking up used syringes.
Yeah.
As they prick their feet with them.
But that said, you know, there's not a lot of guidance in the community in Prince William County for, like, you should go get an education. So, that's why she still substitute teaches. She's like, hey... You're not so bad at the school thing. Maybe you should think about college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very spirit guide of her.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, she's a cool lady. Didn't realize it when I was 16, but...
Oh, she was cool.
Yeah.
Because she knew I cheated off you two assholes, and she didn't really care. Like, one time as an experiment, she moved me away
that.
From you two.
I do remember that.
And I went from, like, an 88. I never cheated full out. Like, I knew that would be, like, way too bold. And everyone would figure that one out. I was never like, oh, I got a 103 like Howard right. did on his quiz. So I would do what I could easily read off your paper, and then the rest I would just kind of wing, and that invariably was wrong. So I'd get like an 83, 88. Fucking gentleman's low Bs. One time she moves me away from both you and Neil. I swear to Christ, the next grade was like a 37.
Yeah.
And I had to look her dead in the eyes and just kind of laugh it off and go, oh, I didn't really study for this one. And she fucking like almost pissed her pants laughing right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, she found it pretty entertaining.
She was like, right. And then she let me, you know, move back and suddenly I was studying again all of a sudden.
Yeah. You learned your lesson.
God bless, Kay. Yeah, I learned my lesson. I suck at foreign languages. Anything in school that built upon itself, I was shit at. Same with like biology and chemistry, because there was a ton of memorization. I sucked at them because it was memorization that built on itself. It wasn't math. Like math, what do you have to walk in knowing other than 0 through 9? And then it's just more zeros through nines and plus and minus and that shit. But really, you just study it and regurgitate it. I don't know. Math worked for me, but anything you had to memorize and it built on itself, I was just crippled at.
Well, I mean, it was cool talking to her because I actually became a Latin major when I went to college. So.
Oh, you were good at it, man.
I liked it.
That's how I knew you're a smart motherfucker, because you hung with me in like every subject, but you're good at the shit I sucked at.
I mean, you definitely had me on a composition. I remember that. You're still writing better than I do. I write like garbage law at this point, which is like such a low form of writing.
Yeah, but
slightly higher than news reporting, but like you bring a level to blogging, I must admit, that probably is a little higher than like it need be.
Oh, well, thank you. Your writing's influenced by your job. It's like a porn star with his girlfriend at home. She's probably going to be like, hey, can you fuck me like we're not on set? It just happens. Your work seeps into your personal life.
Yeah.
Can you not basket me? Can you not put my ankles behind my neck and then ball me out so my cervix is purple the next day? Don't worry. Comes with the territory, sir. It's Halloween today, and it's actually Halloween. This isn't like us recording a week in advance. We, through, I don't know, bad circumstances, just rushed circumstances, we didn't get to pre-record this week. So this is literally being recorded at 12:45 p.m. on Halloween.
And that makes it relevant to the audience,
probably,
man.
Yeah, the sad thing is I'm not going to do anything relevant today. There's no like breaking Halloween news. This isn't War of the Worlds.
You got to grab the zeitgeist of Halloween 2013 in Washington, D.C. Like, feeling. That's what we're recording right now.
The spirit of the times. I know words too, see? Maybe my mom was right. I did pick up some roots and all that shit. Halloween's I want to say it's my one party holiday that I actually like. Like, St. Pat's is a bunch of drunken mix, and we all know how I feel about the Irish. And then Cinco de Mayo. Don't even start me on the you-know-what's out for that. But
the food is so good, though. Oh, come on. At least better than shepherd's pie on St. Patty's Day.
Cinco de Mayo.
Kidding?
If you're driving on Cinco de Mayo, you are taking your life in your own hands.
That is true.
Being on the road after noon.
No, I make tacos and burritos at home. That's what I do.
Exactly. That was my previous. I'm trying to remember. My last Cinco de Mayo, if I recall, was with the ex. And we just got shit-faced on the couch and ate a bunch of nachos. That I'm okay with.
Or I just take public transportation. I've done that. Like, I'll get on Metro. I'll take the subway. But I'm not getting in, like, any sort of vehicle. No.
That is one of those fears my mom put in me. I was about 12, and we used to drive up Route 7 to church because we're Greek. We couldn't have a nice white person church 2 feet away. We had to drive 45 minutes for this bullshit in a foreign language I couldn't understand. Right. And there was an intersection we would always go through, and on Sunday morning, maybe like a week we weren't there, or like right after us, I don't recall, a principal and his two daughters were going through this intersection, and they just get T-boned by some drunken Mexican.
Jeez.
And he kills the entire family.
Oh my gosh, you witnessed this?
I didn't see it, but it happened like literally on the street we go through around the same time on the same day.
Oh,
we just weren't
man.
There that week, I guess. And after that, she just became convinced from this one story. If you want to know how my mom's mind works, from this one anecdote, she became convinced that the Mexicans were the most notorious alcoholic drunk drivers in history.
It's not discriminatory if you have one example.
She just literally would always be like, stay off the roads. You don't want to be killed by some drunken Latino. You know how they party.
Wow.
Like, I'm sure if you're going to look at the statistics, drunken whitey makes up the majority just based on his sheer numbers. And white people like to drink. Everyone likes to drink. I don't know a race that doesn't drink, really, do you?
Yeah, but I think black people, when they get drunk, are better about not driving while drunk because they get pulled over anyway.
Yeah, it is a dumb luck thing with them.
I mean, it's just like they're going to get pulled over no matter what. Like, there's just like, we suspect you being drunk. What are you talking about? Can we search your car? I'm Mormon. What is this? You know?
No, you're right. And once you're, oh, God, if a cop gets you, like, oh, I thought your taillight was out.
Yeah.
There's a leaf on it. I was confused. And he actually smells the devil on your breath. Oh, you are fucked. But Halloween is one of those, it I think is my favorite. For some reason, you know me, I'm not a social bar creature. Like, I go out to a bar, usually Wallflower. I look at a chick. I memorize what she looks like. So I can
whack
off.
You look at a chick?
A couple. But I'll ogle any piece of like good pussy.
Exactly. I've got as many as show up.
But I've got good eyes. Give me that.
You also like picking places that really there's only a couple chicks there.
I fucking suck. I mean, yeah, look at my social life for the most part. Look at the history of my sex life. There are just long flat lines in this bitch. You're right. I don't know how to fish at a stocked pond, so to speak. So I do focus on the 2 6.5s to 7s that are there. And then I don't talk to them because everyone's kind of, at least my perception is everyone's buzzing around them. So I don't have a shot. So I might as well memorize what they look like so I can whack off to it later. Like, yeah. Very vividly.
I don't really like the bar scene either, because like you're basing your desire to interact with someone solely on appearance. And so the actual conversation you can expect to have with someone who's like a few drinks in, it's like, that dress has pretty colors.
Yeah, or Christ, you can pray there's something on TV to talk about. Or someone made a spectacle of themselves.
And then that allows you to have like slapstick humor. But you couldn't have like, your type of humor is, I'm not going to call it like cerebral, but it takes a little bit more attention, thoughtfulness. These are not things that lend themselves to picking up chicks.
It doesn't work when it's screamed over two different people. Yeah. And let's be honest, humor is what I have to get pussy. The good Lord did not give me washboard abs and a cut down to my knee. That's why Twitter's my friend, my website's my friend, this radio show is my friend.
Dude, this is the worst. I was at a bar last night. One of my friends was signing a lease in Baltimore. And while we're sitting there, while he's like negotiating with the landlord, this woman comes up, appears to have some mental issues. And so she was describing for us how she just came off probation in Pennsylvania and was
describe
now.
Her physically, because I want to stereotype racially.
She is white.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, didn't see it coming.
Called her.
Got me there.
Called herself Blondie because she dyes her hair.
That is horrific already.
Yeah. So,
only grosser thing is someone with the bottled ginger look. And it's like, call me red.
So she was a lesbian in prison to help you with like the image.
Okay. I'm just thinking Orange is the New Black right now.
A little bit like that. Yeah. She's definitely a stock character from that show. She could definitely.
Is she the
like
one with the neck tattoo? Because Allison always gave me shit that I would have eaten that chick's asshole. And I'm like, Allison, you realize she's just an actress, like a fuckable actress who I would have fucked Pensatucky too. And she's like, ew, with those teeth? Guess what? She doesn't really have those teeth. She's a fuckable actress. Jesus Christ, man. Like, if you wanted to fuck Gary Sinise, would you watch Forrest Gump and be like, ew, I wouldn't let those aluminum pegs against my twat? It's a special effect, you dumb shit. Good Christ. Jeff Goldblum, he's a fly. What if he fucks me and I have a fly baby?
But she was in prison for pimping out women.
Wow, this bitch sounds great.
Yeah, no, she was.
Don't get me wrong. She sounds great for the duration of a night, and then she would steal from you and ruin your life. Right. But for a night, she sounds awesome.
I'm not even sure why I brought this. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Halloween and me not able to approach chicks in bars, but Halloween is the one night of the year because I usually wear a decent costume, which like for the last 2 to 3 years has been Kenny Powers, I think.
Right.
And it serves as an icebreaker. And for whatever reason, it's the one night of the year. I'm the belle of the ball. And not only that, like the chicks never look hotter. They're all in these hoary getups.
Yeah,
even if they're not
great.
Hoary, their shitty costumes an icebreaker. Like it's the one time my brain just works on Halloween. I can go into a bar and like make out with chicks, hot chicks too. I'll be like, that's the fucking piece of the, you know, that is the prime puss in this bar.
Yeah.
The muff patch to be on. And I go for it and I usually do well. Like a couple years ago, I was like fooling around with some ginger and shit. We all know I like the milky death skin gingers.
So what are you doing this year? What's your evening plan tonight?
I have a girlfriend I'm faithful to, so I'm going to be ejaculating into tissues to Halloween pornography.
Nice, nice.
Or I am going to Parks and Rec and Thursday Night Football and then the jacking. Maybe playing Batman Arkham Asylum because I'm hip. Two video games that came out 4 years ago. I've just wallowed fucking hip deep, just waded hip deep. One of these days, I'm going to get both of those words right in the same sentence. I'm just now exploring all that the Xbox 360 has to offer, literally 3 weeks before the Xbox One is released, because God forbid I ever be up on a trend. But I'm playing through those Batman games right now, the stealth action ones where you're going through fucking Arkham Asylum and bataranging prisoners and all that shit. It's great. Great game.
Fuck, man. Do you want to come to my girlfriend's throwing a party tonight?
I mean, I might. I don't hold your breath. I might.
All right. Yeah. I'll give you the address off air. But
okay.
Let me ask you something, because this is important. I'm on the other side of this right now, where we're going to do. So we've been dating, 7 months now.
Jesus, has it been that long? Yeah. I have zero clue how long I've been with my chick. I really don't. It's like 2.5.
Just wait to get blindsided with, like, hey, did you know it's our anniversary today? Oh,
she's,
yeah,
she's a pothead. I don't think I have to be fearful of her remembering shit. All right.
But here's the thing. So, first Halloween together, couple costume. What are your thoughts on doing one?
Couple costume?
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, Revenge of the Nerds type shit with the cheerleader girl dressed up and the boyfriend was the caveman or something like that. Or am I thinking Back to School? It's all the same movie.
Right.
It's just all is one big 80s blur. Continue. I apologize. I was going to reference David Carradine. I didn't know where I was going to take it. And is that even the one I wanted, or is that the one that hung himself jacket it? Which one is Nerd Carradine, and which one was...
Keith, wait. I think Keith is Nerd Carradine.
I'm really sure David Carradine is the one Michael Hutchins.
Yeah. But no, like, couple costumes. Is that, like, too far?
Sorry, now I just want to do a David Carradine costume for Halloween. Just a noose around my neck and dress like Bill.
You'd be such a terrible person.
Just put some yogurt stains in my lap. Oh, God. Guess who I am? The timeliest man of 2008. Couples costumes. I mean, my first instinct is to laugh. Now that I'm exploring the dynamics of a relationship, I understand sometimes you have to bite a shit bullet. If wifey was very into it, the idea of this.
See, but this is like where, there are parameters. Because, like, to me, the question is, well, what's the costume?
The horse. That's all I'm thinking of when you say couple's costume. I just think a horse. Like, and someone's in the ass.
Okay.
There's other things. I mean, there's thing one and
so
thing two.
Ours is, it sounds creepy conceptually, I think. She's Goldilocks.
Like Michael Jackson and a kid.
I will be a bear.
Like all the bestiality stuff. That's fine. That looks good.
But for me, it's an easy costume because I get to wear... I have a Walter Payton t-shirt, so I wear that. And then I wear a bear hat.
Oh, I get it. I thought you were going to wear like the costume from the Dancing Bear. When I hear bear, I think that.
Yeah,
are
no,
you registering
too.
Dancing Bear? Do you know that site?
I was thinking more of the Masturbating Bear from Conan.
Masturbating Bear is good too with his diaper. Dancing Bear is a male stripper site. It's just the dudes get sucked off by clothed chicks, which is, I think, a fetish. Like there's clothed female, naked male fetishes. I guess it's like a mild power thing. Like the girl's still dressed. But then she doesn't do anything to the dude other than suck him off. So I don't really see how the dude comes out disadvantaged there. If some chick was like, I'm going to leave my clothes on, but I'll blow you, I'm coming out ahead in that equation. It isn't like I'm going to stomp your scrotum with my heels.
Is this like a money shot type porn, or you're just like, she swallows?
The website?
Yeah.
Well, I think, I'm not even sure if they're all, I don't know if they're under the Bang Bros umbrella, because everything's affiliated with the bigger site now.
Right, yeah.
And like there's Bang Bros and Reality Kings. I think Reality Kings might have Dancing Bear.
Okay.
Under its brand. But Dancing Bear is usually just like a dude who puts on a bear head and then like dances through an audience, and it's like a fake bachelorette party, and then like, ooh, look, the girls got drunk and they're sucking him off, which seems really fake, but I'm about to blow your mind with some shit. If you're one of the perverts listening to this and you know what Dancing Bear is, an ex of mine, I'm still on good terms with, Leanne. Lives in L.A. Went to L.A. about 3 years ago to chase her dreams. Like, I kept puffing her, pumping her up. And I was like, yeah, if you want to be an actress, you need to go to L.A. What are you talking about saying you want to be in entertainment and living here? So she moved. And now 3 years later, I'm still fucking myself in D.C.
Yeah.
while she's actually in L.A. So you win that one, Leanne. But she was on the set, got a job as like one of the dancing bear extras or a similar site. But it was the same concept with a stripper guy coming out and ooh, the girls get wild. And they're all sucking them off and shit. And they're trying to do like a girl power thing where they're daring each other to suck them off. But it's really just porn.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, they obviously have their plants. They plant like three porn stars and he knows it's like there, there and there. I get my dick sucked. But the whole time while they're waiting, they deny the girls breakfast. It's like, get here at like 7 a.m. and then they just sit there till 10 and they seat them finally at the party. And it's like, here's all the vodka you want. Drink up on your empty stomachs, girls. So before, you know, they all get down, it's like, she's like, we're all making pacts with each other. We're like, look, what? I'm going to look out for you. You're not going to do anything crazy. I'm not going to do anything crazy. We're going to keep each other in line. Those porn harlots sitting next to us, they're going to do all the sucking. Turns out a lot of this shit is like less fake than you think. Yeah. She was like, the girl I was talking to 15 minutes ago about behaving, she's like grabbing the guy's dick and jerking it and giving it licks and shit. Like, the chick was just like trying to make it in legit acting. And she's fucking drunk on vodka at 10 a.m.
She's literally dabbled in porn with her tongue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't like plowed out.
Right.
But, you know, I need to find that site because I used to have pictures of my ex. Like, my ex was like 2 fucking inches from the guy's dick.
Yeah.
And it has to make like the woo face. Like, it's so big.
Because what's the website? It's Mr. Skin. Is that the one that denotes celebrity appearances in porn? I mean, wouldn't that.
Not porn. It's like literally any movie you've done.
Yeah.
They'll list the nudity.
That's right.
But I'm sure if you were in porn, they'll find that one.
But if it's just you standing next to a chick who's licking a penis on a like the dancing bear,
I'm sure
I think you got to put that in.
Oh, yeah. But it isn't as bad as like Tracy Lords, where it's like Tracy Lords was in Blade 2 in 46 movies where she's getting dicked out at age 15.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get those still, can you?
Europe.
All right.
Europe. The internet, they still exist.
I was wondering, well, I figured like on the internet, it's kind of a dangerous thing to post one of those because everybody knows she was under 18.
Yes.
So like you're pretty much saying like I produce like kiddie porn.
God bless Ron Jeremy. He's just open about having fucked her. He's like, what can I say? She didn't fuck like a 15-year-old. God bless him. Oh, the hedgehog. Yeah, you could still get him. I've honestly never seen him. But I have friends who enjoy all sorts of porn, and I'm not saying like kiddie porn, animal porn, all that shit. Friends who actually enjoy porn for the sake of the old movies they used to make when they had plots and premises and
right.
things of this nature. He knows you can get them.
Yeah.
I figure no one you can, I know has downloaded them or viewed them.
I figured you'd have to like order it. It'd be hard to download.
Not order them. You want really? Them off the internet, man.
Huh. All right.
You do not want to be like, here's my order for child pornography. Here's
yeah,
my shipping address
too.
And
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
That would not be wise. I was looking through articles for show prep.
Yeah.
That's how I flawlessly segue into what we're going to do next. And I went to Huffington Post because I usually do CNN.com, but that's too serious. And then
right.
I'll do like Entertainment Weekly, but that's very, I don't want to say it's like Entertainment Insider, but it's more like, here's this movie coming out in 3 months and we talked to Tom Cruise before it premieres type shit. It usually doesn't work that well. And I've sworn off the gossip blogs, which again get a little too inside. I got lucky though. I found something on HuffPost which fucking enraged me. And it didn't take long to find it either. I just had to go to the, what is it called? Black Voices, the subsection of Huffington Post called Black Voices.
Because this is a Halloween article?
Halloween-themed article.
All right.
Exactly. It's not just John getting into a racial tizzy. I haven't listened to one too many Opie and Anthony's and digested too many Anthony Cumia rants. This actually got to me on a very real level. So we go to the Black Voices subsection of Huffington Post. And it's October 31st. Halloween article, like you said. First, I love how the ads cater to what we're looking at. There's 14 ads for 12 Years a Slave.
Wait, what?
There, well, not 14.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
exaggerating.
Yeah, that one.
There's literally, if you want to confirm this, there is literally on Black Voices a top banner ad for 12 Years a Slave, a side banner ad for 12 Years a Slave, and then a little secondary banner So, to the left of the side banner.
So I haven't eaten lunch yet. So when you said there's an ad for 12 Years a Slave, I'm like, who the fuck would want to sign up for that? I forgot there was a movie that had come out. I'm like, that's a really fucked up thing to put on the Black Voices page, man. You got to be kidding me.
See the world in a fancy house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like there's literally no other black thing out right now, though. It's just like, you're black, 12 Years a Slave. Enjoy. Suck it up. So I'm panning down to the actual meat of the article, why I clicked the damn thing. And it's written by Danielle Cadet, the editor of Black Voices. An editor. The editor. I don't fucking know. Article is when black people dress up as white people for Halloween.
Okay.
And then we pan down and there's a picture of Julianne Hough, or is it Huff? The Dancing with the Stars chick who was Ryan Seacrest. God damn it, what's wrong with my tongue? Ryan Seacrest's beard. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Is it Hugh or Huff? I don't know. She's cute. She's fucking cute. There she is with bronzer on.
Okay.
And the wild hair of, I believe, the Crazy Eyes character. That reminds me of the Crazy Eyes rapper from Curb Your Enthusiasm. But I think it was called, she was called Crazy Eyes too. She's a character from Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Literally looks like old dirty bastard.
Oh, I know.
With a
pussy.
Yeah,
she's the one who like pees in order to show the girl that she's into her.
That,
at the end of like one of
the
character
episodes.
Yes. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah. So apparently our little friend over here, Danielle Cadet, was so worked up about Julianne Hough. I think it's Huff. Yeah, let's go with Huff. That she was in quote unquote blackface. Now, Howard, you know me. I enjoy a good blackface. Literally, my threat every Halloween is this is going to be the year.
Right.
Not joking about that.
No, I know.
As I get older, we come further from it where I realize I could get away with it. But at 25, ooh, did I want to blackface? And if you watch Bamboozled by Spike Lee, they even give you a tutorial on how to old school blackface. You burn the cork, you smear your face with Vaseline, and then after you black it up, you put the white shit around your lips and the big red lips in a lipstick. Now, do you see blackface or do you see a white bitch with some bronzer and slightly darkened hair?
I will say it was a... It took some poor judgment to decide that was going to be your costume for Orange is the New Black.
Well, given where the world is, and that this chick is famous or holds a job whatsoever, I guess it is poor judgment. I literally see nothing wrong with this, other than people want to act like there's something wrong with it. She's not walking around doing a yeah, yeah, yeah type voice with it, at least to my knowledge.
All right, here... Here's what I think is worse than, like, for me, I'm
Did
just
like
if
voice,
I were a friend, I wouldn't, I would be like, are you sure you want to do that? Like,
yeah.
Let me tell you something about blackface, because she probably is young enough and, like, ignorant enough, frankly, if she's been in L.A.
Kids don't know who the fuck Adolf Hitler was.
I mean, in L.A., they just don't have a connection to Southern history, so they're not going to really realize, like, oh, this is a fucked up way that people used to entertain themselves. Like, anyway, like to me, the bigger problem today that's coming out
again,
is
I'm not. It was the time. I'm not even going to call it fucked up for its time. Fucked up is like feeding the Chinese to bears. That's screwed up. That's blood sport. Blackface is what it is. It's a product of a bygone era.
It's relatively innocuous when you compare it to like slavery.
Yes.
So I'll say this though, with modern problems with racism against black people in the U.S. Biggest problem I've heard lately is mainstream hip hop. Concert goers know all the words.
Oh, and they sing along with nigga.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, they made that lyric. A kid's going to sing her along with the lyric.
Yeah, and it's just like you have mixed audiences now. So like if you're a black person
in the audience.
I would
assume it's mostly white audience.
Yeah, but like, still like black people still go to concerts for black hip hop artists. And
yeah, that's fine.
But now like you're in that awkward position of like, all right, so... Like, you're standing next to a black
weird.
Guy at a concert, and, you know, Jay-Z is dropping the N-word. Are you going to, like, skip that word, or are you just going to, like, scream at the top of your lungs while you're standing next to some stranger you don't know who's a brother?
I think even black people who want to make an issue of it, you kind of get a pass at a concert. Like, even if you're not cool with hearing that on the street, out of your white friend. By the way, a lot of black people, a lot of black dudes you'll chill with. Not a lot. Some. Some don't mind if that's dropped. Like, they'll just call that to you. They'll be like, my nigga, what's up? All the time. Like, I had, back when I worked at my old job, I had nothing but black friends. A lot of them would just be like, what's up, nigga?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like, and occasionally it'd be like, say it back. Say it, and you'd be like,
I think it's, at this point, par for the course. Here's the line that was drawn recently. Kanye's been in the news because he's trying to reclaim the Confederate flag and all that bullshit.
Good for
him.
That?
Well, anyway, like, he's been going to concerts. He recently, I forget where he did this. He said to the audience, like, hey, this is your license to use the N-word, that word you've always wanted but couldn't. He's like, this is the song. And he just let the audience know. It's like 90% white kids at a Kanye concert now. And Bomani Jones on ESPN went with his brother. And his brother just said to the people around him, hey, he doesn't speak for the race on this. Just to let everybody know around him, like, don't do that. Like, this guy is being an idiot right now because...
He doesn't speak for the race, but he speaks for the concert.
He didn't speak for that section, I'll say that.
he's the guy on stage.
It's just, it's... So going back to, like, what's worse, this, like, white chick wearing blackface or Kanye giving white people permission to use the N-word at a concert? I'd say Kanye is basically trading the price of admission to a concert in order to...
I would love that. Are you kidding me? Like, $100? And I can drop it with a hard R too and not get in trouble?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, yo, like, you have black fans too, man. Like, maybe you're not interested in keeping them anymore because it's really about the money.
Well, yeah, it's dumb that anyone thinks anyone can speak for the... Obviously, and that's part of why I'm annoyed by this article. No one speaks for everybody. And there's different people who have different feelings. There's black people who don't give a shit if you say, what's up, nigga? They don't give a flying shit. It's just a word to them.
Yeah.
There's other people who want to, you know, will try to resegregate the house with you on their front doorstep right. If you drop that with it. It's just people are people. I don't like drawing these racial lines to define people as much as I joke about it, and it's hilarious.
So what did this HuffPost editor do, though?
Okay.
Like, what's your beef with her?
So Danielle Cadet starts off with, and mind you, this is someone who's going on about the evils of racism, right? Wouldn't you think?
That's racist. Yeah.
Someone who's saying when black people dress up as white people for Halloween. So this sounds like a race-based article to me. We start off with, there are a lot of things white people do that black people don't do. Well, gee, before I even get to anything else, that sounds a little stereotypey to me, cunt.
Yeah.
We don't raise our voices at our mamas.
Really?
Really. I didn't realize all black people treated their mothers like saints.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't know that. I've never been in a grocery store where a black kid fucking just got into it with his mom. Never. Never seen that show.
Never seen a Greek kid do that either.
Oh,
for that matter.
Dude, I mean, hell yeah. What can I say? I'm the poster child for that one. But to like I've never seen a black person get into it with their mom?
Real quickly, I think you were the first friend I had that I saw raise their voice at a parent. And I was like, you can do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like... I was hearing your first Beatles record. You're like, yeah, my world changed.
That was definitely pre-adolescence where I was like, I'm going to have to like store that one in the memory bank. Then what do you know, 2 years later?
We don't wear shorts when it's 30 degrees outside. I guess an innocuous stereotype, but I'm the only person I know who wears shorts in the cold. It's just because I've gotten too fat for my jeans.
See, but that's borderline. That's almost like getting into like, we don't swim. That's like pretty close to that, isn't that?
It's all race-based conclusions. All white people are okay with blackface. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, that's where she goes with this. And we're going to parse it out.
Wow.
But essentially, that is her conclusion. That somehow white people think blackface is okay because Julianne Hough did it. You dumb cunt.
Yeah.
How dare you draw such a broad conclusion? Am I supposed to think every black writer's a retard because you are? You stupid slit.
I think she was just uninformed is my take
on
her.
She's just going for free content. That's it.
But I'm saying this Dancing with the Stars lady, she just seems uninformed. Like somebody probably had to tell her later, like, yo.
We don't share our plates and our utensils with our pets. My mom would smack the fucking shit out of me to this day if she saw me let any kind of animal eat off a plate. Occasionally, out of laziness, I'll be in bed and I'll leave the cereal bowl out, and I'll 2 minutes later I hear,
yeah,
and the cat's at it, and I go, I don't give a fuck, but I'm not feeding it on purpose for shit's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
And last I checked, DMX was probably okay with a dog snatching a rib off of his.
That is pretty. That's a pretty racist comment about white people, actually.
Yes. But one really important thing black people don't do that a lot of white people. This is a lot. Julianne Hough. Apparently, all of Hollywood is just black facing it up this year. She's the tip of the fucking iceberg on this shit. That white people seem to think is necessary. Necessary. Not just some white people do. We fucking need it. It's in our DNA. We need to, we don't paint our faces white when we dress up as a white person for Halloween. I don't know. Maybe the paint sucks, first of all. It's a lot harder to go lighter. Have you ever seen Chappelle do his white face?
He looks like a Jamaican zombie. Yeah, it just you look albino-ish.
Yes.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Because you have to put on this thick grease paint.
I've seen people do that, though.
I've seen fucking just Chappelle, the Eddie Murphy sketch where he plays Mr. White.
But it's not like he's, you know, oh, I'm on a major comedy station here, so I can afford the budget. Nah, it's not that expensive to get, like, white face makeup if you're trying to lighten up for Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did that once when I was the Joker. I was the Joker for Halloween 1 year, and I put on some white face. I'm half white, but, you know, I wasn't going to, like, walk out there and have people know what the fuck I was trying to be.
Listen to this bitch continue. I'll be honest, the majority of my Halloween costumes have been black folks. There are so many good black people to dress up as. Between entertainers, ballplayers, and brilliant television characters, black people have provided a smorgasbord of Halloween options. Really? Really? I have to be told that there aren't, like, black... I don't have to limit myself to black criminals that I've seen on TV, like Julianne Hough did. Which is why I understand the desire... so many white people have to dress up as a black person each year. Ooh, it's just burning within me.
Yeah.
Fucking, I couldn't wait as a kid to be Frederick Douglass. Bust out my Cordell West wig this year, you dumb bitch. What I don't understand is the need to paint one's face black just to make sure your friends know you're dressing up as a black person. I'll be honest, because I saw a bunch of guys dress up like RG3 last year and not do the black face. And they looked like a white guy in an RG3 jersey. And they didn't commit to the bit to the point of jacking their fucking front teefers and sending pictures of their cock to 21-year-old co-eds.
Speaking of, this kind of ties back to something you were talking about earlier, but wouldn't you just look like Kenny Powers with, like, the cornrows and all that if you were trying to be RG3 and you were a white guy?
Yeah.
You basically just look
like...
Or
you could literally... It's insane, man. It's so stupid. Yeah. You could have, if you just got cornrows, somehow you grew cornrows because you couldn't just blacken your face. You could pass as either Kenny Powers circa season 2 or Allen Iverson. It's a nice one-twoer. There are so many other things you can do to ensure people know who you are. Wigs, clothing, you know, all those other things that characterize a person outside of the color of his or her skin. God forbid you name the one person, the one aspect of a person that can be identified from any fucking angle of seeing them. I'm sorry that I'm not colorblind. Like a fucking Prince lyric. Like I'm supposed to be. When I was a little girl, I dressed up as the Little Mermaid. All my mother did was put a red wig on my head. Between that and the fishtail skirt, people knew who I was. Well, congrats. Doesn't sound like a bad costume to me. I don't think the average white person, I don't even think a small minority of white people think it's okay to really blackface it up.
Right.
And none of them are blackfacing it. Again,
right.
Watch Bamboozled.
Yeah, like...
The film I jack my dick through once a week just to keep a smile on my puss.
Yeah, it does sound like she doesn't know what traditional blackface really means.
Or she does, but she's just trying to lump it together.
Yeah.
To just color your skin is not blackface. Why? And if... you're coloring your skin. Why is it so fucking shameful to have black skin that you're so uppity about it? Yeah, uppity. I chose that word on purpose. Dummy. I know my racial history. Motherfuck, man. would you be offended? I mean, like, if some dude was playing Bruce Lee and he bronzered it up a bit?
I would be a little offended if he tried to slant his eyes a little.
I was going to say, yeah. Tape the corners
that's
of his
eyes. That's the one where I'm like, all right, that's a little far. That's a little far.
Again, but the skin color aspect is fine.
That would be hilarious because it just looked like a white dude with jaundice.
Yeah. Like limited liver function in karate pants. That's my costume.
Do you need to go to the hospital, man?
Oh, man. Again, the skin color we've established is okay. It's if he went with the features. So, again, blackface shouldn't be that big a deal. Now, if you shove your lips into a curling iron like Jamie Foxx in Living Color did, as what was his little drag? What was his chick character's name?
Oh, geez. I can't remember now.
Yeah. He would do that. That was his ghetto version of plumping his lips. That would be crossing a line. Blackface costumes are like roaches. You kill one, and they come back twice as strong the next time around. What the fuck planet is this stupid shit talking about? This is the crux of the article. I'm not going to go on. All I can tell you is Julianne Hough had to tweet a big apology saying, I am a huge fan of the show Orange is the New Black. Actress Uzo Abuda, that's my guess at it.
Yeah,
I don't know how she pronounces it. And the character she has created. It certainly was never my intention to be disrespectful or demeaning to anyone in any way. I realize my costume hurt and offended people, and I truly apologize. It hurt nobody! Nobody gave a shit except for people flying the false outrage flag. And if someone is outraged, who gives a shit? People probably hate that I say nigger with a hard R on the air. You know what? I just said it again. I'm not calling anyone a nigger. It's just a word, and I'm using it. And it won't disappear from this damn show.
I thought one of the points of Bamboozled is the reality that, like, you can't erase that history, so stop trying to, like, suppress it.
Well, stop downplaying how horrible shit was by acting like what Julianne Hough did was on par with it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's...
Fucking real blackface tradition is like a dude coming out, acting like a damn... Actually, I don't even think they were
like
morons.
Stereotypes.
They were kind of like sneaky thieves who were, you know, ganking chickens out of the coop to fry up so they could get their chitlin fix and shit. That's horrific. I mean, by today's standards, I guess then I was just Southern living. What the fuck do I know? I wasn't born in 1820 in Georgia.
But yeah, no, like there's very little nuance to like what she's claiming is blackface. I mean, it's sort of this like banner to carry that like can subsume a lot of things that really aren't even a part of that. So I know that there's some concern about the history, but reality is you should probably be better informed about it before you start criticizing other people for their costumes.
And she closes with, so do yourself a favor, white folks. Stop wearing blackface. Again. Like, this is some rampant problem.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious because, like, less than 1% of costumes I've ever seen include it. It's probably, like, less than 0.1% of costumes I've ever seen.
I've literally never seen it in the flesh. And, again, anytime I talked about doing it, my friends looked at me like, one, I won't be seen with you, and two, you will have the living shit beaten out of
you. Yeah. See,
which,
but we live...
It, to me, again, is racist. Why is a black person seeing me in blackface so enraged that they're going to beat me? Maybe they'll just be like, that offends me. Or maybe they're like me, and they just won't talk to a person.
Yeah.
How's that? I love how everyone's assumption is you'll get the shit pounded out of you. Why? Because the bloody savages can't take it?
More than likely, a white person would walk up to you and say, I am offended on behalf
exactly.
of black people that you dress
exactly.
that way.
Exactly. A black person would probably be like, oh, fucking Christ, are you kidding
me? Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not even going to waste my time.
Yeah. That's it. The issue with hiding behind the ignorance safety net, i.e., I didn't know it was offensive or I thought it was funny. Again, like, just coloring your skin a darker shade, it isn't offensive. I'm saying it as a white guy. It ain't offensive. Blackface, real blackface, no one thinks that isn't offensive.
Right. But there is a difference. I think that's one
There's
thing.
There's a massive difference. Yeah.
And that's an unfortunate thing. Like, I thought part of the thing with Bamboozled is, like, this is a part of our history, whether we like it or not, so you need to be familiar with the details. And this just sounds to me like there's no lack of understanding that she's promoting. She's not even using this as a platform to educate about the history of blackface. This is just an attempt to, like, pull celebrity down for content.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, no one in modern society is unaware of the fact that blackface, quite frankly, pisses people off. Again, real blackface. Yeah, we all know it. That's what I just said. This is a fucking Valley girl with some bronzer on. She didn't even look black for shit's sake.
People in LA are so clueless about the history of racism in America. Like, sometimes, I mean, they need to be educated about it, but you can't, like, turn them into a freaking, basically, they shouldn't receive the punishment for the way that people are racist in Georgia. You know?
Oh, I'm livid. This bitch has 613 followers, and she's verified on Twitter. Oh, this is so much more annoying than anything she said in her little race-baiting article.
Well, she it's probably because she works for HuffPost.
Yeah.
Man. It's probably the organization.
She ain't bad-looking. Whatever. All right, take a look. There you go. Cute chick. Just kind of an annoying article.
You sound much nicer suddenly.
Yeah. Like, hey. Let's take it easy.
So, Yeah. Screw Julianne Hough. I'm way less likely to
who's more likely? Exactly. Literally going to say, in this great world of ours, who's more likely to fuck me? The answer is neither, but... I had to pick a side. The black chick with 613 followers.
Yeah, who's more likely to have a bodyguard that asks you to leave? Yeah.
Oh, man. We can bail on that. Other than that, there's a fucking funny throwaway story. Norwegian shop apologizes for putting fake human limbs in the freezer section as a Halloween joke.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. But it's sad they had to apologize because we've become so, like, overly politically sensitive here to anything that I want to picture Europe as this paradise where they still walk around with their tits out and there's just like red light districts and you're sparking a doob in McDonald's. It's sad that they're becoming us.
Don't feel bad for that place. I'll tell you right now, like, you never would have heard about it if someone hadn't been offended first, because that apology, more than anything else, is going to bring more customers to that place. And it just wouldn't have been the same if everybody who had gone had just thought it was funny. It wouldn't have got as good a word of mouth as somebody like going to the newspaper saying, hey, this is awful. I demand an apology. So, and let's go back to the other story we just talked about. I've never really watched Dancing with the Stars. She used to date Ryan Seacrest. Is that what you said?
Like, for like a year and a half, they were, you know, it's one of those, it seems so beardy. They're both famous and doing their own thing.
I am terrible at keeping up celebrity gossip, but, you know, I try to follow the Huffington Post. So you intrigued me with, like, this article you're talking about, and I just learned about a celebrity who I never would have known about had she not worn blackface.
That nice young lady whose article was fine by me, now that I realize she's not half bad looking. She's much cuter than she is in her HuffPo article, little whatever the little byline thing is.
I'm just saying, it's free press, though, for this chick. Basically, like, I think she's going to gain more followers than lose based on the criticism.
No one's going to get pissed about Huff wearing this. She's just a dumb chick in bronzer, for shit's sake. She didn't even go dark with it.
Yeah.
She's like, my dad was that shade. Yeah, it was my dad in permanent blackface.
She looks a little bit more like Ricardo Montalban than
anything. Thank you. There you go. Circa Khan, when he was on SETI Alpha 5 or whatever.
Well, I was thinking more, what was the show with The Plan?
Oh, Fantasy Island.
Yeah, yeah.
But he actually had a real tan from being on a set that wasn't a fucking cosmic sandbox. Why didn't you curse this episode, by the way? It weirded me out.
I cussed.
Did you?
A couple times.
Okay.
It was earlier and later.
I only cursed because it was you. I usually do clean episodes, and then you kind of left me hanging.
I got a couple early, but then, yeah,
I'm here
cleaned up after
dropping N-bombs and the F-word.
I don't drop N-bombs, man.
Scorched earth. I know you don't, but I wasn't asking you to participate in that activity. Only I should stay unemployed forever.
No, I said, I dropped some F-bombs.
Okay, good.
Fuck you too.
Then we're all right. Howard, thank you for joining me. We did nothing to introduce this show, by the way. This is literally the first time the URL and anything's getting out. This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's Howard Flood over there. In papasbasement.com has all the contact info you need, our Twitter handles, the Facebook page. Find the iTunes link at the top. Click and subscribe. That's what we want you to do. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.